gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Doug with Rich and Jennifer and Roberta. Yesterday we were talking about the people we love. We talked about relationships and was it yesterday or the day before? I can't remember.
I think it was the day before.
Recently.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking about what some might suggest is the science of love. There is a science to it. When I was talking on the plane to Debbie yesterday, we were talking about love.
Matt Annopoulos,
from The Insider.
Who's that?
She's a person that reports. I think prolific would be the word that I would use for her ability to get herself around.
She was on the first season of The View.
She was on The View. She was a VJ when MTV got started. She's hosted a couple of different television programs.
This is just somebody you sat next to on the plane?
I sat next to her on the plane. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so thank you for asking so that I could clarify.
I had no idea.
Okay. You weren't listening carefully earlier, Rich, but I know there are other people listening
now. No, I heard
you
guys mention her, but I didn't, yeah.
Yeah. But now I have a whole new world at my fingertips, all
there
these new people who are there. And we were talking about why it is that we like who we do, why it is that we love who we do. How is it that your brain works? You're chuckling because...
Because you said you love who you do.
Yeah.
Well, you do love. You love... Well, nah, yeah, I wasn't even thinking of that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's why she's laughing.
Yeah. So how is it that you love who you love? When did you realize that you knew, if you know, how... you love who you love? And is there a way, given the fact that you have loved and lost, everybody has. There isn't one person listening right now to my voice who has not loved and lost.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
Everybody has loved someone and it hasn't worked. It's just part of the maturation.
It's always their fault.
Right. I had a 69 GTO once. I love this thing.
Yeah, right. So, I didn't say something.
Oh.
I said someone.
You know, I think I love everybody until I don't.
Well
very,
said.
Very clever. Jennifer, if you were to figure
that out.
Well,
that's really true, though.
Yeah,
I start off loving everybody until
right.
I don't.
Well, that's actually a very...
You're but do you have your romantic relationships the same as the...
I love everyone until I don't.
What she's saying is that most people say, okay, you need to earn my love.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
She walks up and says, okay,
I will love you
until you give me a reason not to.
Mm-hmm. I have the same feeling about trust.
Nice. And that's really true, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, trust I don't trust everybody, no. I pretty much
trust everybody until they give me a reason not to. Sometimes it can be simple, sometimes
you do.
It can be
That's
complex.
True. He does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then the other side of that is.
But then when they give him the reason not to.
Gonzo.
You might as well be on another planet. It's over.
Over. Finito. And is the same thing true about love? Once you're finished with somebody, my belief is that when you really love someone, you never, the definition of it, means you don't stop. You didn't really love that person if you don't love him or her anymore. You may have thought you did, but you don't. And were it not to
especially
have been...
the way you jump into things.
Well,
or you used to. You don't do this
I'm
anymore.
I'm not so much anymore into that.
Yeah, what happened?
He's
with
got
her?
Enough co-hosts now, that's why.
Yeah.
I just... it's painful. Because I would be, as Richie suggested, I did say this to... Debbie and I were talking about this yesterday. The idea of having relationships without getting married, I've saved myself from being divorced 6 times anyway. Because all of these women wanted to marry me. And maybe, I don't want to marry them. And I don't really want to marry...
Why don't you want to marry them? Let's talk about this.
I don't...
Because I'm having a little issue. I'm having an issue, actually, in my personal
life. You want to marry me, too?
Yes, totally. Only once you, when your finances are straightened, and then I'll put you on a banana peel.
Can I ask you something, honestly?
Openly? Me or Doug?
Doug. Now that Tony's no longer around, would you think differently about getting married?
Oh, no. That's a good question.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it might be worse for him than it was when she was alive.
Well, I believe that Tony was, whether she caused it or he caused it because of her, was part, not a lot, but part of the reason that you wouldn't consider marriage.
See, because I think you guys were soulmates. I think maybe the romantic part of your relationship didn't work out, but I think you guys were soulmates because you even look alike a little bit.
And I mean, think that you felt that you would be cheating on her if you married somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that with certain women, she made sure that you wouldn't. And one specifically. But so, because I think that she knew something. You know, A, it wasn't good for you, or B, it would have meant that you two wouldn't be able to be who you were, or something like that. So
right, now the woman would get in the way.
Right. So it would break up your relationship with her. So she intervened, or you intervened, knowing, either way, one way or the other, she was the cause of you not getting married, I know, at least once or twice, or considering it.
Maybe not the cause of not getting married, but certainly she was influential because of my feelings about her in the relationship that I had. To put it more clearly, and this can be something that women throw darts at or psychologists can have a field day with or whatever. If you didn't get that Tony was an important part of my life, if it bothered you that Tony was around, shall we say, then the relationship had no chance. My relationship, and some people thought that was unfair to bring people into a situation that the deck
was lose-lose situation almost
against you.
Right.
And I don't know that I think that that was the case, although, God love her, she was not very subtle when it came to...
No.
But, and she would say she was interested because she wanted to know, you know, who the kids would be hanging around with. And, you know, that might work, that listening to her say that might work to people who don't think things through too well or didn't really judge the situation. But if you really knew what Tony was about, Tony wanted to influence everything that she could in the lives of the people that she cared about. And you can say, well, she was a controller, she was this, she was that. The children would tell you, yeah, in a loving way, they would say, yep, that's my mom. Absolutely, they would say that about her. She is. I'm saying that, and I, you know, to a point, I think she's still. She was a project person. Megan and I were talking about this on Sunday. She was about the business of getting the job done, and if the job was making sure that she KO'd who was in my life romantically, it sort of flew in the face. Once it didn't work, but it really, and I again. Was it fair to the people who had brought into my life? I don't think so, because I don't think it would have worked anyway. I mean, you experiment with things.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I've been a great experimenter with love. And I've, as Richie says, I've kind of sworn off of that because there is sometimes hurt involved in it. And it's a number of circumstances. But you know what? The other side of it is, if you don't try, you just, like, it's dead. You're dead. You got to try to figure out what goes on with people. You got to bring people into your life.
I have a prediction.
And the prediction is?
The next woman that you are serious with, you're going to marry.
Really?
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Huh. All right, interesting.
Yeah, because you've taken a new kind of, you've taken a step back and looked at this. And you haven't really had a serious relationship in, what,
in a while.
Three
I know, I'm
years?
Very proud of you.
And before that, you would be like, hi, what's your name? Man, I think I love you. Want to move in and be my co-host?
You know. What's that song, Jim the Doors? Hello. I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
I know. You actually, I mean.
And then you just won't cut it off.
Your heart is so big. You took on a woman that most people would consider undateable at the time.
You know, Debbie told me the same thing. I told her the story of that yesterday. She said, Wow, that's... What?
No man. Most men would be like, see you later.
What, you're pregnant? Yeah.
Yeah, dating someone who's pregnant with not your child. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty big thing. I mean, that's a big heart to do that.
You know what? Of all the people I've been around, she's one of the people I've loved the most. There was something about Hillary that got to me. And it was really telling because she so quickly washed me out of her hair. It was, mm-hmm. you know, that was the conversation... It came about.
I'm really sorry.
It was whatever happens, happens. She wanted to marry me and have a child with me, and I didn't want to have a child because I didn't approve of the way she was raising the child she had. And I knew we would do nothing but fight about it, and I'm not fighting with anybody anymore. I'm done with all of that. So if it doesn't look like it's going to work, why would you get yourself into it? Plus, frankly, I didn't trust her that she wouldn't get pregnant. That my gut told me.
Well, you thought she would get pregnant.
That she would try to get
me. She was the one who really broke you two up.
Yeah, nice job.
She thought that you and I were having some kind of...
Well, when she did, one morning we were going out for breakfast, and I couldn't make something work on my phone, so I gave it to her, and she said, oh, what's this? And she looked at this text. I'm
from like 6 months before,
right,
by the way.
Yeah. Thinking of you, she says, who's
because I was trapped on an airplane, and we had been talking about that on the show.
Yeah, right. So she calls the number and talks
who's
to Jennifer.
This? Oh, she was so mean. Who is this? And
was
it's like
really?
7 o'clock. Oh, my God. It was 7 o'clock
really?
In the morning. It
was
a holiday.
It was a Sunday morning.
No, it was not. It was Memorial Day. It was a Monday, and I had just gone back to bed. Yeah. And it was 7 o'clock, and the phone rang, and I didn't recognize the number. Who is this? And so I got kind of ticked. I said, who is this? You're calling me at 7 a.m.
Right. Excuse me. You called me.
And then about a month later, it was over.
Done.
That was the beginning.
I really
feel
bad, especially now you said you loved her the most.
No, I did like her the most. But she didn't trust me, and I didn't trust her.
Home
record. To that point.
But what kind of behavior is that, though? Would you really want to be with somebody who would do something like that?
No, she didn't trust me enough to know. I mean, that... Once
she could have asked you, who is it?
Now, if she would have seen the naked pictures I sent you to get the job, I understand.
All right, anyway. So, Roberta.
Yes, dear.
We have a lot of things. Yeah, I think we've gotten the most out of that. We've got plenty of mileage out of that. The Queen of Cheap at DougStefan.com, known for bringing people great bargains, ideas. And you've had something extra special you've been telling people about the last couple of days. What, pray tell, is that? What message do you have for people?
Well, it's something called Mominomics. And I know it's a funny word, but if you combine mom with economics, there you go. Mm-hmm. Mominomics.
It's the word of the decade, I would say.
It's the word of the decade. Yeah. Mominomics.
It really is.
Mominomics. Okay. It's a program from Vitacost.com. They're an online retailer. They used to do a lot of vitamin products, but right now they've expanded and they're doing stuff up to 50% off. You can get stuff like health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, natural organic foods, all kind of better household essentials. And what I really like about it, too, is that they bring this right to your door. You order $49 worth of stuff, and they deliver it free. And, you know, for me, not to have to haul all that stuff from the grocery store is like, yes! So you just go to Vitacost.com, and you think about Mominomics, and then you get all of this wonderful stuff delivered right to your door. Mominomics with a capital M, Mominomics.
Mominomics, 20 after on Good Day.
Mominomics.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
21 after the hour, you're listening to the Doug Stefan Good Day program.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
For this Wednesday, the 1st of February, a death to announce. Somebody who was pretty prolific, actually, when it came to the sound of Philadelphia, especially, but a black R&B producer, also the originator and host of Soul Train, Don Cornelius, apparently in a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head, ended his life early today in Studio City, and the details are just sort of leaking out now. Jennifer, what do you see there in the LA?
So he's 75, and he went through a divorce proceeding in 2009. He told an LA judge he was suffering from significant health issues and wanted to finalize the divorce before he died.
Yeah.
So obviously something was going on.
So he did. Did he finalize the divorce?
I think so.
Yeah. If it wasn't, it is now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly sad. Oh, he got what he meant
he
the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a lot for the music game. No question about it. So Don Cornelius passing away. All right, let's get to a brighter side of Pale. One of the original members of the Kingston Trio, Bob Shane, was born in the state in 1934, so he's 78 today. You remember Tom Dooley, story of the MTA, Greenback Dollar, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? The folk era was really significant in the history of American pop music in the 50s and 60s, especially. So happy birthday to him. Fast on the heels of his birth was Don Everly, one of the Everly Bros. Born in the state 1937, so Don Everly is 75 today. With his brother Phil, Wake Up Little Susie, Bye Bye Love, Kathy's Clown, All I Have to Do is Dream.
Some of the best harmonies in rock and roll history.
Yeah,
man. Oh
yes.
My God, these guys.
And they looked the part. Slick back hair, tight peg leg pants, and those shoes that certainly marked that era for sure. Garrett Morris, one of the comedians first identified with SNL, acted
great
in a number of movies, television shows,
isn't that
commercials.
Sitcom, what is it? Women with No Money or something?
Yeah, the Broke Sisters, the Broke Girls.
Whatever.
Two Broke
two
Girls.
Broke Girls.
Yeah.
I think he's in Two
yeah.
Broke Girls right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And he's like no spring chicken. Born in the state in 1937, so he's 75. So happy birthday to him. Ron Sawyer from Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, born in the state 1937 as well. So he's 75, a cool customer, only 16, one of their songs, Cover the Rolling Stone, Sylvia's Mother, very prosaic is the word I would use to describe some of their music. They're all characters of the team.
Prozac, but
prolific. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Sherman Helmsley is 74 today, born this day 1938. In the Jeffersons, All in the Family, Amen, Love at First Bite, and still with us. So happy birthday to Sherman Helmsley. Did I say Helmsley? It's Helmsley.
Helmsley.
Helmsley. Let's see here. A few sports figures. Wayne Rivers, a hockey player. Paul Blair, the baseball player. Dick Snyder, the basketball player. Debbie Austin, the LPGA golfer. Happy birthday to her and all of them. Let's see here. Mike Campbell's birthday is today from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Mm-hmm. His right-hand man, as he would say.
62 years of age today. Rich Campbell.
Rich Williams.
Yes. He's not related to Campbell. Mike Campbell. Rich Williams, guitarist for Kansas, is 62 today. It's Bill Mooney's birthday today, isn't it? Born this day, 1954. So happy birthday to him from Boston's base. Lisa Marie Presley's birthday is today as well.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Bearden Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
It's 33 minutes after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, the lovely Roberta Fasanelli. Crunch time for cities that smell. How many people think they live in a city that smells? You know, the Tony Bennett song about San Francisco, the city by the bay. There are a lot of smelly cities, not only in our country, but if you travel around the world, there are plenty of really smelly.
You've made the trip from down I-95 to Florida from
New Jersey.
Boston, and I've done it from Maryland. When you go through parts of Georgia where the paper mills are,
Woof! Jacksonville, north of Jacksonville, is a big paper mill.
Irv.
Yep, it's very expensive.
You know,
very
New Orleans stinks to me.
Doesn't really.
New Orleans smells like pee and...
Well, the French Quarter,
On Bourbon Street...
There's so much trash and garbage.
This is the line that me and my buddies have. There's nothing like the smell of Bourbon Street at 3 a.m. Man, it's disgusting.
Or if you've ever had to catch a flight
in
and you're
July.
Up early at like 6 or 7,
but
and the people hosing the streets down afterwards...
That's just it. As soon as they come out with the fire hoses and clean it all up, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
All right, so we're going to, just for your listening and dancing pleasure... You're into LSD, laughing, singing, and dancing. This will help you through your day today. Hey, Rose, did you hear that this city, that city, smells? All right, so we'll go from number 10 to number 1, Richie. On the list of the smelliest cities. The best and worst smelling cities. All right, number 10 is Dallas. Cities have their own smell, their own body odor, and they have a... I don't know, personality. I've noticed when I've been in Dallas, it has a strange sense. And you don't, it's everywhere, too. It's the highways, the malls. I remember going to the baseball game down there, the season opener. How many years ago did I do that, Richie? 5 or 6?
Yeah.
I went to the opener. It was in Dallas with Tom Parsons and
that's right,
the contest winner. I think contest winner came from New Hampshire or Massachusetts, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Anyway, and I remember there was a smell. And I never put my finger on whether it's concrete, exhaust, dust, whatever it is. but it's very detectable in Texas. So, yeah, the smell after you were talking off the air or on the air? You're on the air, you're talking about New Orleans.
Yeah.
And how you wash the city down and it
right.
cleans it up. Good rainstorm often will clean the smell out of cities.
But then where does that smell go? It gets washed down the drain.
Yeah, washed down the drain, exactly.
And by the way, that smell in Texas is Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, right.
Number right. nine.
That's a good one.
Number nine is London. Here's Samuel Johnson's often quoted, when a man is tired of London, he's tired of life. For there is in London all that life can afford. And while being able to afford London is no small feat, if you walk the streets, the scent of the city is misty, musty sometimes. It just sort of depends. On
speaking of smelly places.
Yeah. All right. So,
number eight.
Mombasa.
Oh, yeah, Mombasa.
Mombasa.
Yeah.
Mombasa is smelly just because the name sounds like it smells to
Mombasa.
Me.
Mombasa.
Mombasa. Where the heck is Mombasa anyway? It's in India.
Next to Dangala.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Number eight.
Oh, wait,
number,
number eight. Yeah.
Number seven.
Mumbai, near Mombasa.
Mumbai.
That's
Mumbai.
That's Bombay, right? That used to be Bombay.
Yeah.
Mumbai.
Right. Bombay, India. India's a really stinkola.
Yeah, a lot
man,
of trash. A lot of trash.
God, what a horrible
number six.
Smelly place. Oh, those places. Over there. All right, where did number six go?
Number six.
Is Bogota, Colombia, Richie?
No, it doesn't.
Latin America smells. And these people who have raided the cities say it smells like the 1950s. Before things were cleaned up, it has an aroma. It smells like a bad aftershave, according to
the
reviewers.
I've been to Bogota a dozen times. I don't know that I've ever noticed that. Okay.
Number five.
Roma. Smell all
Rome. Yeah. As in aroma.
Rome has an aroma.
Yeah, it has an odor.
If you, yeah, if you get downtown, yes.
Not Milan, not Madrid. Not Naples.
Milan's a dirty city. I'm surprised Milan's not there.
I don't know.
Number four.
Going to the list. San Francisco. Sharply defined scent. Depends
fish.
On where you go.
A little fishy, yeah.
Lots of fish.
Right. Oh, yeah, a lot of fish. Yep. Old wood used for the docks and stuff. That stuff, when it gets all that fish smell on it, the wood, any dock you go to that's old smells pretty badly. Other than that, it's got a beautiful skyline anyway.
Number three.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
There you go.
Without a doubt.
Without too much discussion.
Yeah. there's no doubt.
Number two. Pleasantville, New York.
What?
Huh?
What?
This is the home. This is where asphalt. Apparently, where they have an asphalt plant, or they get asphalt, the makings of asphalt, and we all know when asphalt is cooking, anybody who's been around it, it smells bad.
Icky, icky, icky.
Yeah, bad bill.
Number two.
That was number two, Rich.
Number one.
Smelliest
number
place
one.
On the planet is Los Angeles, California.
Really?
Yeah, listen.
I don't smell it. Maybe I'm immune.
I don't know. There's a nice ocean breeze where I am in Santa Monica, I'll tell you that. I don't smell anything. My daughter lives in Silver Lake, and it's nice out there. My son's in Hollywood. Hollywood can stink. Hollywood can stink. People, the tourists along Hollywood Boulevard and all up and down where Highland and Hollywood meet, La Brea and Hollywood, La Cienega and Hollywood. I'm talking about the streets that intersect with either Sunset Strip or Hollywood Boulevard. There's in those sort of side streets there, Jennifer Orange, where Jack lives, behind the theater.
Jack.
I know.
That's not the city. That's Jack.
Former producer of this lovely program.
Yeah, right. Anyway, it's the marine layer, when it comes in, is heavy on the coastal part of Los Angeles, West Los Angeles, what they call the L.A. Basin, which runs pretty much from Malibu all the way down to below Manhattan Beach anyway. I suppose it goes down to Redondo, doesn't it? Really, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that can get pretty smelly. It does. But you know what? This time of year, I noticed I was walking Charlotte the other night. The honeysuckle comes out.
Yeah, it does. And the orange blossoms are going to start. I have
right.
those in my yard.
Yeah. So those good. Are. So I don't agree with Los Angeles being the smelliest place. When the marine layer burns off, you get a really nice perfume of, you know, if you're too close to the roadway, hot asphalt. Other than that, there's some beautiful areas in Los Angeles.
There's a lot of asphalt there, though.
There is a lot of asphalt.
Yeah.
But
yep.
it's nice.
And there are a lot of asphalt blanks, too. All right, 19 before the hour. You are listening to the Good Day program.
Long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-654-6449. That's 1-800-654-6449. 1-800-654-6449.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
From the Danger Department here on Good Day, the Danger. World has 5 years to avoid a severe warming trend. So says the International Energy Agency. The rising fossil energy use will lead to potentially catastrophic climate change. In the World Energy Outlook report, the door is closing. The Celsius and Fahrenheit scales show the cap on global warming, widely accepted by scientists and governments as the ceiling for averting unmanageable climate change, is going up. I noticed flying here yesterday, some brown air. I'm sorry, brown clouds I hadn't seen for a long time.
They follow behind that. You?
Really?
No.
Did you say coming out of your bathroom? What?
No, thank you. In the air. So when you hear that, and then it becomes sort of problematic to buy that. When you look at the drilling that's going on currently in Antarctica, the Russians are up there. They've been drilling for 20 years through 2 miles of Antarctic ice, about 400 miles from the South Pole, and they've just broken through this week. It's the first time light has hit this area of the planet in 20 million years. They've drilled down 13,000 feet to try to figure out what there is that's under the ice, or what's in the ice. And they say it's like exploring an alien planet where nobody has been before. I watched...
Realize we're all going to die now, right?
Die when?
This is going to destroy... The Earth is going to explode now.
Because they dug...
There's aliens down under there. They are upset. They're going to kill us all.
Yeah, right.
It's over.
Yeah, maybe, Richie. They are they're trying to figure this out. Find out what it can tell us about the history of our country, I'm sorry, of the planet. I was watching yesterday on the plane a Discovery Channel special on other planets and stuff. Morgan Freeman seems to have quite an interest in this, so he hosted it, and the stories about what they're able to see now.
Yeah, it's a Science Channel TV show, yeah.
Oh, it's really amazing with the technology they've got, what we were able to understand. And most of it, again, is not within the grasp of most people's minds, because you just can't. The numbers are so large, you just can't figure out. And so trying to figure if there's life elsewhere, heavens, we haven't even figured out what all the life is like on our planet, as is obvious by what they're finding in this this expedition there near the South Pole. I just thought it was kind of interesting. And no global warming down there, to be frank, not a problem at all. It's pretty damn cold. It's 47 past the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down, or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Like a good old-fashioned stick-to-your-ribs breakfast without the calories. This is the Doug Stepin Show.
has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The primary and the sunshine state is all done. So, who has the sunniest disposition today? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Turns out the polls were right. The Mitt Romney momentum did carry into Florida's Republican presidential primary yesterday, with Romney scoring a decisive double-digit victory over Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and Congressman Ron Paul, a distant third and fourth, respectively. In his victory speech, Romney addressed the Democratic notion that this primary process is ripping the Republicans apart.
They like to comfort themselves with the thought that a competitive campaign will leave us divided and weak. But I've got news for them. A competitive primary does not divide us, it prepares us, and we will win.
For his part, Newt Gingrich framed the loss this way as he looked ahead.
This will be a two-person race between the conservative leader, Newt Gingrich, and the Massachusetts moderate.
Referring, of course, to former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Rick Santorum, meanwhile, wasn't even in Florida last night. He was in Las Vegas, saying Nevada, which holds its caucuses this Saturday, will make a difference.
People are now looking and saying there really is one electable conservative in this race. And hopefully the people in Nevada are going to, give a little different result than we see in Florida, and we'll keep building from there.
And Congressman Ron Paul, also in Nevada last night, upbeat with no intention of dropping out.
I saw a statistic, we're in third place when it comes to delegates, and that's what really counts. And we've only gotten started.
So there you go. Advantage Romney, but it isn't quite game, set, and match yet. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, David Davis for Stone Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's programs and family fun guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. In the east, the last couple of days have brought some light, fluffy snow. Now some milder weather rolls in, but Chuck was enjoying the groomed cruisers at Sunapee, New Hampshire.
You couldn't find a better afternoon of carefree cruising than I found at Sunapee. A little bit of fresh snow, a little sunshine, calm and comfortable. Snow was fast and firm, but unusual Sunapee midweek form. It had a great groom for some sweet cruising. Wish every day was like this. At Sunapee, I'm Chuck Devine.
In Massachusetts, to the Berkshires, where Butternut rides all 22 runs at full operation. Ski Denton into Pennsylvania with 13 trails. They'll bring it day and night tonight until 9 o'clock. Swain in New York at 16 runs. While back to the Poconos, Big Boulder now riding on 15 trails. They ride into the evening Snow Mountain the same with about two dozen runs. Get $5 off lift ticket deals at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Not a whole lot of movement on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow closing 21 points lower to 12,633. S&P down less than a point. NASDAQ up 2. Crude oil prices fell 30 cents a barrel to $98.48. Social networking site Facebook poised to file papers today for a $5 billion initial public offering. Facebook selecting Morgan Stanley and four other bookrunners to handle the huge IPO. It's expected to be the largest IPO ever to come out of the Silicon Valley. Facebook founded back in 2004 by Mark Zuckerberg. Speaking of big money, compared to the Facebook IPO, this is chump change. But it's still not bad. We're talking about tonight's Powerball jackpot, $170 million after several carryovers. Powerball has made some changes recently, raising ticket prices from $1 up to $2, getting rid of some ball numbers as well, and that has changed the overall odds of winning, now down to 1 in 175 million. Oh, that's all? Powerball played in 42 states and Washington, D.C. And finally, Super Bowl 46, Giants and Patriots, just 4 days away. The hype is getting louder. It was media day at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis yesterday. Over 2,000 members of the media sticking microphones in front of anything that moved. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady talked about the heated rivalry between the Big Apple and Beantown.
There's a great rivalry. There has been between New York and Boston for a long time. So
the Giants and Patriots will take that rivalry up a notch. By the way, in past Super Bowls in which Tom Brady has been a part, women in wedding dresses have run up to him and proposed on Media Day. It didn't happen yesterday. Tom must be losing his touch. Elsewhere, we have yet another of those increasingly tired and worn out friendly wagers between elected officials. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and Boston Mayor Thomas Menino. If the Patriots win, a Boston family will fly to New York for a big night out, including a dinner, Broadway show, and more. If the Giants win, a New York City family will fly to Boston for a big night out there. How will these families be chosen? Mayor Bloomberg says it'll be an online lottery system. Is the mayor himself going to enter?
I will not enter the lottery, but if I decide to enter the lottery and if I do win, I'll give my seat to somebody else. We'll re-lotterize it, if that's the right word.
Re-lotterize. No such word, Mayor, but then again, he's a billionaire. He can make up his own words. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNicholson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when...